So let's review. Zakt the Mishnah, Ein cheshen shemegira chulda, mi bayis le bayis u mi makam le makam. After finishing bedikas chametz, we need not worry that a weasel would bring chametz from an unsearched area into the searched chametz-free room. The imkain mechatz lechatzer meir leir ein ledevasayif. For then there would be no end to the concerns, as we would always have to worry that chametz is brought from one chatzer to another, or even from one city to another. The Gemara deduces. If we actually see the weasel bring the chametz in, we have to assume the chametz is still there, not eaten, and do bedika again. The Gemara asks from a Mishnah in Alis, which says, Maduris ha'akim tamei. The homes of Akim are tamei tamas mes, because they bury stillborn fetuses there. If weasels or pigs are prevalent in their homes, it is tahar. We can assume that the tumah is no longer there, because they have already been consumed by the animals. The Gemara offers two answers. First, Amr b'zeira loy kash, ha'b'basav ha'b'lechem. B'basav loy mishayra, b'lechem mishayra. We assume the chulda will consume the entire flesh and not leave anything. However, it will leave some of the bread. Second, Rava answers, the case of the fetus is suffik v'suffik. We are dealing with a suffik tumah. We never knew with certainty that the fetus was there. We are machmer because of a possible tumah. Therefore, a suffik achila, the possibility that the animals consumed it, is sufficient to counter the suffik tumah. However, our case of chametz is suffik vadai. We are dealing with vadai chametz. We saw the weasel bring the chametz in. Therefore, ein suffik maitzi midei vadai. The suffik achila, that it might have eaten the chametz, is not strong enough to resolve the definite problem. The Gemara challenges this rule that a suffik solution does not solve a vadai problem. First, the Braisa says that when a chaver, a person trusted regarding Trumas and Maestras, dies, we can assume that Trumas and Maestras have been taken from his produce, even though it seems that they were Vadei Tevel, and it is only a suffix whether it was resolved. The Gemara gives two answers to this question. First, Hasan Vadei Vadehu, the Vadei Maestri. Based on Chazaka, a chaver she'en moitzi mitachaz yadei davar she'en mesukan, the assumption that everything that comes from a chaver has already been typed is so strong that it is a vadai that it has been typed. Second, safik v'safiku. This Bryce is speaking of safik tevel. It is not certain that the produce was ever tevel, because a person can bring his produce into his house while still in its shell to avoid the chi of trumas amaisus. Therefore, even if we consider it a safik, whether he tithed, it's sufficient to counter the safik tevel. The second challenge to the rule of ain't safik meitim de vadai is from a Bryce that tells the story of a shivcha who threw a fetus into a pit. And the Chacham relied on the possibility that a small animal dragged it away. The Gemara offers two answers similar to the earlier ones. First, Safik v'Safiku. The case could be where it was not certain that it was an actual fetus that she had thrown into the bar. So it was only a Safik problem for which a Safik solution suffices. Second, Vadehu Vadehu. It was certainly a fetus, but it is also a certainty that the animals at least dragged it away from there, even if it is not a certainty that they consumed it. How can our Mishnah say that we are not concerned that a chulda dragged chametz into the checked room? If the Mishnah on Davyut says, after bedikas chametz, any remaining chametz must be stored in a safe place so that he will not need to do another bedika. It seems that we are concerned that a chulda will take it. The Gemara offers three answers. First, Habba aser, Habba shleisha aser. On Erev Pesach, we have to be concerned that the chulda, realizing that chametz is not readily available, will hide the chametz. On the 13th, since there is plenty of available chametz, the chulda will consume it immediately. Rav rejects this answer. It's beyond the chulda's ability to know when chametz will be readily available. Instead, Rav answers that the Mishnah Daf Yud recommends hiding the chametz just in case we would actually see a chulda take it, in which case we would definitely have to be concerned about it. Rav Mari answers that the Mishnah only says that the chametz should be put away in a safe place after bedika, just in case we collected 10 pieces and only find 9 the next day, which would clearly be a problem. The Daf concludes with the first 3 of 10 cases of sfeikis relating to chametz that we compare to other halachas of kashrus or tumah v'tahara. Tesha tziburin shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz. If there are 9 piles of matzah and 1 pile of chametz, and we saw a mouse take a piece from one of the piles into the house, it is comparable to Tesha Chaniyas Kulan Mechiz Basar Shchuta V'Achas Mechiz Basar Nevela, a group of 10 stores, 9 of which sell only kosher meat and 1 sells non-kosher meat. And a person bought meat in one of the stores and does not remember in which store he bought it. Sveika Yasser. The meat is forbidden because kol kavua kemetza mechza dami. Any doubt that arises in a fixed location is treated like an even suffix, and svika deres l'chomra. Similarly, in the case of the chametz, he would have to make another bedika. Although generally, as in the following case, we follow the majority, as the pasuk says, achi rab lahatis. However, the Gemara's Ksubis learns from a pasuk that kavua is an exception. Kol kavua kemetza mechza dami. It is always considered a 50-50 suffix. Pirish va'asa ach b'b'shakal. If a piece was separated from one of the piles, and the mouse took it from there, it is comparable to ubenimtza halach acharoiv. If a piece of meat was found in the general area outside the stores, we follow the majority, and the meat is permitted. We assume it came from the majority, one of the 9 kosher stores, because the doubt arose when it was no longer in the fixed location. Similarly, in the case of the chametz, he would not have to make another bedika because we assumed that it was matzah from one of the 9 piles that was carried into the house. Shnei tziburin, echad shel matzah ve'echad shel chametz, v'lefneim shnei batim, echad baduk ve'echad she'ena baduk. If there are 2 piles, 1 chametz, 1 matzah, and the mouse takes a piece from one of the piles into the house that was already searched, and the piece from the other pile into the house that was not yet searched, we can assume the chametz went into the unsearched house. This is comparable to where chulin and truma fall into boxes of chulin and truma respectively. The box of chulin remains mutar lazar, permitted to be eaten by a non-kohen. Shani oimer, chulin te chulin naflo, v'truma l'teich truma naflo. We assume that chulin fell into the chulin and truma fell into the truma. Here too, we assume that the matzah was taken into the searched house and the chametz was taken into the unsearched house, and there is no need for another bedika of the already searched house. The Gemara first questions this comparison. Perhaps we can only make this assumption in the case of Truma Drabbanan, as Rashi explains, Bizman Hazeh. After the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the obligation of Truma Samaisis is only rabbinic, and we can be more lenient in the Issa Drabbanan. But regarding Chametz Dereisa, we cannot make this assumption. However, the Gemara concludes that Bedikas Chametz is also only with Drabbanan. Dimidereisa, Bebitl Ba'amas Agila, because nullifying the Chametz is sufficient.